This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Hello, troops.
Oh, good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are we all?
Great. Happy midsummer is over.
Imbo Dollface. That's right. It is midsummer.
Yeah, well, it was.
How's everyone feeling? Good morning. Good afternoon. Sorry, Joyces. That sounds like I have been at Carnival yesterday, but sadly this year, folks, I didn't go.
No, you didn't go. You
missed out. I had other things on. And I am going to pick both of your brains to find out just what went on yesterday.
Can you imagine how many people were at either work today very burnt and sunstroke? Sun-stricken, I think is how you say it. Sun-stricken.
Sun-strooked.
Or maybe didn't even go to work at all today.
I had someone in my home that didn't go to work today.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to. You don't have to reveal your names, but if you'd like to share your details about not turning up for work today because of midsummer, let us know. 0427JOY949. Honoratjoy.org.au. It was huge.
That would be lovely to hear. Yeah. Were there any lesbian landslides this year?
No,
I didn't see one.
There could have been one. I saw there was a.
Well, it's flatter on that side, though. Isn't it?
There wasn't.
We're not on the hill anymore.
We didn't have enough portaloos. We were a portaloo short.
Yes.
Weren't we?
Just one short or a few
short?
No, a lot. Like a whole row short.
We could have done with a thousand of them.
I think this is a baffling thing for me. I don't understand how the men's one, the urinal just goes so quick. So quick, in, out, done.
Well, because there's not a female urinal. There should be. And I talk to these lesbians in the queue and they go, why can't we have a urinal?
I don't get it.
And I'm like, I agree. Should we paint in that idea?
It's not something that women who sometimes, let's just say, we might be wearing a play suit or something and you've got to derobe the whole thing and then squat. It's not really that practical
for
girls.
Well, maybe you should say.
Do you know what I mean?
If you're wearing appropriate, like a dress or something.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we should just say all you boys can just pee on the lemon tree like you do when you're little boys.
And that's okay. I'm happy to
because
do that
because you
too.
Don't have to expose your whole self to go or have a wazza.
Yeah. Maybe you can
wazza's
have
a little... Wazza's the wrong word, isn't it? Wazza sounds like I'm trying to have a bit too much
But can't
fun,
you have little dividers
it?
Like you have...
Oh, mazza. No, wazza was fine.
Can you
sorry.
Get off that? Can't you have little dividers to break it up so you can't see each other whizzy?
Like little stalls.
Yeah,
little
you're blind.
But like little horses.
Yeah, little... So you take off in the race. It's
great. I think this is great. What a great way to start the show. Let us know your thoughts. 0427JOY949. On joy.org.au. It's going to be a big show today. I can feel it.
It's huge.
Can you?
Yep.
Great.
It's lovely out there.
Lovely. Delicious weather.
And it was lovely. It was a good day at midsummer because it can be hit and miss sometimes. It can be either too hot, too cold, but it was just absolutely spot on yesterday.
Perfect.
It really was, actually. Mm. I do have a burnt scalp, I think.
You look a little burnt.
Do I? I think it's
what
just
happened
the,
to
the red
slip
light here.
Slap.
Oh no, I definitely did some slipping and slopping and slapping. Ooh.
Are you saying it's the red light? So when I had my bad orange hair incident last year, do you think that it was highlighted by being in the studio?
No, this red light.
Oh, your red light.
Right. So this is all visual talk. Can we get back to
sorry,
midsummer?
Yeah, live on air. Weather. That's right. Yeah,
perfect
weather for it. Be lots of burnt people. Donald sent us a message through. He said he had a great day. Doesn't remember much. Didn't go to work today.
Oh dear.
Job well done.
I think I saw many.
Many thousands of them.
There's a lot of Donalds. Now,
I would like to get people's feedback, though, what you thought of midsummer this
I'd
year.
I'd love to get the feedback, too. Paint a picture for me, people. I wasn't there. I need to see with your eyes.
I have
experience with your senses.
Jesus. I have my opinion about...
Are you going to poo-poo everything that comes out of my mouth?
No, it just kept coming. There was no room to fit anything else
just
in.
Just wait your turn,
mouth
then.
Didn't shut up.
No, yours doesn't shut up.
Oh, here we go.
Why don't you just wait your turn?
Great news, everybody. Great news.
If you want to send through what you thought about midsummer... I've 427JOY949
Sorry to cut you off there. I haven't been for 2 years.
Yeah.
Is the stage usually in that position?
Yeah. Moves around a little bit.
It does.
Yeah,
I've been there the last two years.
It's been in that spot. Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, it's good. Except when you sort of towards anything further than the middle of the oval, you couldn't hear anything.
No.
Oh, dear.
A few sound technical problems, I would say. We couldn't hear anything all day. No. It was like a bunch of people just sitting at the airport waiting for a plane to take off.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell us what you thought.
I think at the beginning of the break off air, you were like, I'm going to be really positive about it. I'm not sure that you understand the word positive.
No, well, actually, well, I'll be completely honest. I mean, I love a little midsummer carnival and usually, I celebrate with friends, have a few drinks. I didn't have any drinks yesterday.
Do you think perhaps you're just feeling a little left out?
No. I just saw it in a whole new light.
Yeah.
Sober.
You did say that to me, actually. This is a whole new midsummer.
And it was interesting. It was good. Let us know your thoughts. I don't want to hear what the people thought.
Yeah, I want to hear too.
Mm. Or, you know, maybe we won't get many phone calls because they're all taking the day off us as well.
Well, I got so carried away at one of the carnivals that I completely forgot that I'd parked my car on Chapel Street. And then I did a work from home day on the Monday because I was tired because I'd ended up not only at T-Dance but also at Love Machine.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, there's a horrible photo of me. Volumes. There's a horrible photo of me in gay media somewhere. Let's not bring that up. But anyway, so I worked from home. Didn't leave the homestead. And on the Tuesday morning, I got up to go to 6 o'clock Pilates or whatever before work. No car.
Yeah.
Oh, tight. Where's my car? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's been towed.
It's the yin and the yang. Lots of excitement.
I had so much fun and then I...
Midsummer, we don't have to have Anna in the studio to talk about it. She wasn't there. She doesn't know anything.
That's
anyway.
True. What's she going to contribute?
What was your favourite part?
Oh, look, I think the favourite thing for me is I hadn't been for 2 years.
Yep.
And so, A, cracking day. B, my favourite thing of the whole thing is it's a great way to get a snapshot of this entire community.
Yeah.
And it really is the entire community.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not the most versed in the LGBTIQ rest of what's in there. And I know that there is a spread of it. I don't know how to necessarily be able to label it, and I don't think I need to. However, what I love is I get to see it.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it is you do get to see every gamut and every facet of this community in one park in the glorious sun with their pets.
And you don't have to like everything.
No, not at all.
There's got to be something. You can't tell me in a day like yesterday that you can't grab one thing that you found interesting or exciting.
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
I saw some performance art piece that I thought, hell no, I'm not interested in that. I'll keep moving. And that's okay. But she's having a great time and someone's loving it. And
totally,
that's great.
Absolutely. I think my levels would have been down a little bit because I was just probably a little bit peed off that I couldn't join in the celebrations like everyone else.
Yeah, you're just on your self-imposed detox, aren't you?
Yes.
Very grumpy.
Midsummer. But I'm telling you now, there were some interesting sights there and fascinating. And it does, brings out, like you said, it's like a very, very diverse community. You get it all on the day.
Yeah.
And, I think you'll find that most of the messages coming through at the moment are in big thumbs up.
Yeah, big thumbs up.
Great day.
Well, now I've got FOMO. I was doing quite well yesterday. Now I'm like...
I do have one thing to say, though.
What?
Here
we go.
Okay, so I live in Windsor. I left at a reasonable time because I was sober as a dial and, everyone else, I wasn't in their world.
Yes.
I wasn't in their world. So I decided to walk, but when I got down to a certain point, I realised that my phone had got dinged, so I thought, I'll just hail a cab. I had to walk from Alexander Gardens to Windsor because there was no cabs. There was nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long walk, isn't it?
And were you in thongs?
No, I was in shoes.
Oh.
But it was just like, that topped off my day.
Oh, that's a good bit of exercise for somebody who's not drinking and
detoxing.
Yeah, thanks. That's something that's good for you.
Yeah, really good.
Sounds all positive.
Great, I'm fine. Everything's good. With mixed emotions, these messages coming through, Anna Murphy. Oh. Hey, well, isn't that the way it's meant to be?
Absolutely. You know? I mean, everybody's got a point of view.
Donald said, had a great day. That's it. Final. Done. Good on you, Donald.
Okay, good.
Peter said, great day. Not enough Portaloos or toilet paper.
Oh.
Di sent one through saying, felt like it was lacking energy and excitement. The shows, not that we could hear them, were very unprofessional.
Oh.
And Tony said, great day with family and friends. Loved it.
Now, having not gone, but many, 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 many of my friends went yesterday. And I saw lots of posts with them all like stocking up on toilet paper and holding their own loo paper and stuff. Is this a thing?
It's very smart.
It's very clever.
At a festival when you...
I always take extra loo paper to a festival. It's important.
You should. Yeah. You never know. You never know what's in there. No. Anyway.
I'm glad I started that.
Yeah. Few rusty heads in town.
Maybe it's an idea for a stall. Just a toilet paper stall.
That's good, yes.
Yeah.
Or which has a toilet to use if you need to go really quick and not those ones.
Oh, but you got to pay money for it.
You pay money for it.
Oh, what a money maker. That's
good. Money maker.
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
And all donations
go
to... I know what I'm doing next year. Joy or whatever it may be.
Oh, if you like.
Yes. You know what? I was disappointed with this year?
What?
I will throw it out there. You know when you walk in, you give a donation?
Oh, look at you. You just can't wait. Oh, what?
And you give a donation and they give you a little sticker like, top or bottom or, you know, whatever your thing is. They just had Midsummer on it.
Oh.
Where was all the fun out of that? That used to be, oh, I've got a top one.
See, I forgot that
happened. I've never seen the top or bottom sticker.
Oh, really? Oh, they have different things for
like
different people.
Size queen and all sorts of stuff.
You're a bitch.
Yeah.
You could have had that one.
Could have.
But there was just some Midsummer stickers this year.
But I didn't think, and in this day and age where everything is now tap, I didn't have any change.
No, was it a tapper? Oh, no, you're just giving coins. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh, but I'd like to usually donate to that, but I had no, I don't take cash these days.
I don't do cash everywhere.
So we need to find a solution.
Well, they do need to find a solution to the toilet, the portaloos, because I saw a guy having a poo in the bush.
I shouldn't laugh because I do that.
Well, okay. When you got to go.
No, it's not India. Listen.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Like, when nature calls.
When nature calls, you got to go. You should have seen it. There was
a
mile long.
Disgusting. So,
is it also disgusting if he poops his pants?
Yeah, no.
He's, and then goes back on the dance floor?
Yeah. Possums do it in the bush.
I understand the question. Yeah. Is it all.
Bats
also,
do it.
Yeah, it's disgusting, it is, isn't it? I don't have to see that.
But what if you were dancing next to him?
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't know anything about that.
But what happens if you were like late in the night and not paying attention and walk through the bush accidentally and stand in his poo?
Oh, no, he was very discreet. He does like what I do with dog poos. If you can't stand in it, you don't do it there.
It's 4:31.
The scratch?
And our mission, our core values have been well and truly addressed.
Look, I just say if you're off late in the night and you're wandering through the bushes, that's
what
a problem
itself.
What
are you doing in the bush late at night?
What are you looking in the bushes for anyway?
I was walking past. There was a path, but he had to dive in.
A little path was the two shrubberies.
Head up as he was squatting down. Anyway, let's move on from that.
I feel like this has just become like.
Have we got another song?
How about the Veronicas?
Oh, that's
thank you.
Great.
Hook me up.
Are they still having a family tiff?
No, I think they got rid of Ruby Rose and it's fine.
Right, okay. Is she gone now?
Huh? Are they back together? What? No.
No, the family's back together.
I think the family's back together. They're recording you. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good. We don't want them to.
They got rid of this year's Yoko Ono.
Right.
Or last year's whatever.
Yoko Ono. I just watched something on YouTube of her, a performance art piece where she screams in a museum.
Yeah. Oh, she's very out there,
isn't she?
You had something to talk about birthdays. What's the birthday?
Okay, look, I've got a new hobby. I went down to the. Our nephews have been playing lawn bowls, and I've resisted for ages, but I actually played on Friday night, and I was really good. So anyway, I went down on Saturday. This part of the story doesn't really matter, but I need to explain while I was at the bowling club again. So I was down at the lawn bowls club on Saturday afternoon to join. So as a social member, and I was really good. Anyway, I think it's just beginner's luck. But anyway, and then I put on Facebook that it was my first go, and one of the guys I used to work with about 9 years ago, goes, didn't we go to bowling at Altona for a Christmas party? And I was like, oh, I don't remember playing. I think I just got stuck into the beers. Then someone else goes, no, you played. So I was like, okay, cool. That's
second time then.
So it might be the third time I've played. Anyway, I was good. Anyway, doesn't matter. So I was down there and paid my membership, but it was somebody's birthday. And they started singing Happy Birthday.
Oh, God.
And it just, I want to know from the Joysters out there, if anyone else has this problem, when somebody else starts singing Happy Birthday, I can never fall in with the tune. I can never get it right. It's in the middle of my range. I try and then I go too high or I go way too low. And it's very similar to when you're at yoga and they try and do the om and someone does om and you try and start and I can never get the same note as anyone else. Yeah. What is that? And can somebody just send it? This happens to you. Is Happy Birthday the hardest song in the world?
It is the hardest song. I think it's the worst song ever for a birthday party, because if someone starts it and they go, Happy birthday to you, and they all sing at the same thing.
I can't even get in with that.
It should be Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I'm struggling trying to match your
notes. It's just a stupid song.
See, if I started, it's okay. But if someone else, Happy birthday to you, that's fine.
How do we go?
You go.
Happy birthday.
You don't even know the words.
No. Oh, Lord. I forgot. Anyway, let me know if this is a problem that somebody else has.
I don't reckon. Because what happens,
and I've noticed this, and I've started to get very self-conscious, is I've now started miming the words. It's like Happy Birthday becomes my lip sync for my life opportunity. And I just stand there going, Yeah, like it's awful.
What I love.
And then when they go hip hip, I'm like over enthusiastic to go, hooray! Like, because I can use my voice again. It's
do you
very sad.
Know this person whose birthday it was?
No, and that was the other thing. No, I didn't know her either.
See, this
it
is my
thing. It was her 70th birthday.
I love singing happy birthday to people I don't know. When you're in a restaurant and people just start singing, I'm going to join
jump in.
I don't know who you are, but I'm going to, lady over there, happy birthday to
but
you.
But I would jump in if I could get the note. Right. The problem, I don't like being left out of a song.
I think if you look around that group of people who are singing anyway, they're all looking for a note. Just join in, doesn't matter which one.
Well, see, this is the thing. I didn't start it. And then, as I said, I've got a problem. I can't jump in.
Is this a first world problem? Like, is this seriously? Are we still doing this?
Yeah.
This is a first world problem.
Anyway.
Want to join in? No,
I'd rather go to a song.
Right, okay. I was just talking before the break, before the song, about not being able to sing with happy birthday. And that got us thinking about times where we've perhaps had to sing in auditions.
Absolutely. I've had someone throw at me that I didn't come prepared, but I didn't know that I had to sing. And so they said, well, why don't you just sing happy birthday? And that was my worst nightmare.
No,
I shouldn't say my worst nightmare. I will tell you my worst nightmare. I was auditioning for a show and I had decided to sing from a chorus line, I Can Do That, which the whole thing is about the brother who watches his sister go to dancing and I can do that. And the last bit ends with this whole, in 6 seconds, flat, I can do that. And I finished, nervous as hell, and the head of music turned to me and said, oh, I really liked that flat joke at the end.
Oh. I didn't think you were flat then. You were pretty good.
I've probably
pretty
improved. I've told that story a lot.
Now, well, I had an experience where I auditioned for a community theatre company and my friends asked me to go for this part and it had singing in the role. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And they're like, no, I think this part would be really good for you. My friend and her partner were sort of directing, doing the staging and stuff. And they're like, no, you need to come down. And I'd been in plays with them before. So I was like, really? I'm not a singer. And they're like, no, it's fine. Just prepare anything. It's fine. Just come down. It's fine. You'll be good. You can carry a tune. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Left it to the last minute, whatever. So we get down there and there's about four or five girls all auditioning for this one part. So what they do first is they did the acting. We'll do the piece that you've rehearsed. And so I get up first and then I see the other girls doing the acting bit and I was like, oh, I've got this. I'm thinking to myself, this is cool.
Nailed it.
And then we did, okay, so now it's time to do the singing bit. And so we did reverse order. So I'm sitting there having to go last. Now, I didn't realise that the other girls were all singers, classically trained singers. And so it's like one after the other of these brilliant singing. And what I haven't told you is that the song that I'd left till that day to prepare was Downtown.
Oh no.
Right? The play was called Long Gone Lonesome Cowgirls and there's two girls in it and that's it. It's just the two people on stage the whole time and quite often they sing along with songs on radio or sing to each other. So you didn't have to be trained but hey, it would have helped. And so I picked Downtown because, you know, that was kind of country. And so anyway, whatever. I was just left it to the last minute. So preparation is key. Anyway, so I was really nervous by this stage. They're all singing up a storm and I'm going redder and redder. So I get on stage for my go and I was a bit nervous. So I, rather than start where the song should be starting, like, when you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. I started, when you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. So this song is a grower, right?
I can hear it at the top of your register
and
there.
Really, I'm really an alto. And by the time we get to the chorus, I'm standing on stage going, downtown, trying to hit the note. Down. And my friends were just sitting in their seats, just mortified. Like the colour had dropped from their faces. And I was just crying laughing. They are not going to give me this gig. And they actually gave the part to me.
Doris Day's Downtown. Or whoever it was. It's about downtown in Manhattan or something, isn't it?
How close to country
is that?
I don't know. I think it was Patsy somebody, wasn't it? I don't know. I'm going to Google it.
Wow. That's interesting. I didn't think we'd seen anything really remotely entertaining at all on this show so far this afternoon. And we've had a membership.
Oh, congratulations. Can we have the clap? Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, somebody else in the room's getting the clap today.
Why am I getting the clap?
Go on, Tim. Clap, clap.
Why am I
Because he's got a new apartment.
Oh, okay, yes. I've been looking for quite a long while. I've been in the Bronx down there in Windsor. Oh, God. Can't wait to get out of there. And I found a lovely little place in East St Kilda. So, lovely. I moved miles away.
He's moved to the Paris end of East St Kilda.
Now, just to cue all you listeners in, last week when we were driving home from the show, yes, Dean was very excited to be telling me that, I'm looking at a place in Bentley. Now, I'm in McKinnon.
In Glen Huntly.
Like, we're practically neighbours. Yes. And I thought, look at you completing the trio.
Yes, yeah. I was
quite excited
about moving down there in downtown Bentley.
And look at how far you've gone. One step to the left.
You've moved about, I think, to move you and get a moving van, it's going to cost $4.50.
You could probably throw your stuff from your window to your new apartment, right?
You pretty much could. Or you could lug it down on a tram.
Yes.
I could take all my stuff on a tram.
You could.
That's exactly right.
Anyway,
but anyway, it's
congratulations,
fabulous.
Congratulations, darling. Very exciting.
I had something else to talk about Anna Murphy too because on New Year's we were at my place with in the Bronx with a couple of friends.
We were.
And we were going around the room as you do, having drinks and celebrating with people and saying, hey, what were your highlights of 2019? And everyone's going around the room I really found myself and, you know, my highlight was blah, blah,
really?
Blah. Climbed Mount Everest or whatever.
Saying that. No.
So I said, I happened to throw out, the highlight of my year was at the Taylor Swift concert in Sydney. And everyone looked at me like, that's your highlight, right? I went, no, but you don't understand because it was brilliant and it was raining.
No,
I'm going to
interject here.
What?
Because the conversation came up as well that the night before on New Year's Eve, I was going to watch it on television, the Taylor Swift concert, but I didn't. And someone else in the room was like, oh, it's really good. And then Dean Murphy went on this monologue for so long. And mind you, I didn't get a ticket. When him and the other brother bought tickets and decided to go to Sydney, they don't bother telling me about it. So I never went to Taylor Swift. Anyway, that's a side note.
That's a side note. throw that in.
Clearly a sore spot too.
It totally is. Anyway, so Dean Murphy waxes on for so long about how good
it was.
No,
it was amazing.
And she was in the rain and she was tearing off eyelashes and she played.
And
there were mums in prams and there was stuff going on.
Yeah, there was.
Amazing.
And you all looked at me like, oh my God, that is the worst highlight ever.
Well,
like
no, I think someone in the room said she got paid like $80 million, so she should play through the
race. Yeah, and so I got poo-pooed and shut down, literally all eyes on me and making me feel like death. And so then this one on the weekend, I said, oh, what did you do on Saturday night? And she goes, oh, well, it's up. And then I was going to go to bed and I was flicking through stuff and then I went, oh, my God, Taylor Swift's Reputation CD or video is out.
So I did actually watch
And she goes, I'm sending messages the next day, oh, my God, the best thing ever. And I'm like, yes, I told you.
There was no rain in the one I watched.
No.
All women in prams.
But how good is she?
She's amazing, but Tim just is going to poo-poo it too because he started watching it and turned it off.
Nah, snooze fest.
Oh, God.
Really? Not it. Nah.
Do you like the album, though?
Nah.
Oh, so then why would you watch it?
Why would you watch it? Do you like her at all?
No.
So why would you watch it?
Why would you even choose it?
Because it was on Netflix on the series.
No.
I remember you talking about, the island.
The island.
She played through the rain.
She'd say
Highlight of the year. Yeah.
Really? And she would say, and we got so sucked into her, I'll say bull crap.
For anyone who hasn't been paying attention, Dean had a bad year last year. So this is like the highlight of the year.
Okay, well, we've come out of it. Just give me a break. I'm rebuilding. Even as we speak, it was good when she ripped the eyelashes off. It was really good. Anna Murphy, didn't know whether to mention this one, but did you know?
It's best to check before we go live. I found that out many a time.
Yes. Well, here's one for you. A woman has been caught hiding four stolen Rolexes worth of a total of $108,000 inside her vagina.
Ew.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I know. There's not really much more to tell about that story. She just got busted. Now, I just
imagine that. People were like, is that your biological clock ticking? Yeah.
What do we say that? Seriously.
Oh, God. I'd know it wasn't mine because I'd be like, oh, no, it's not going talk, is it?
No, she's digital.
don't you know you drive me crazy? Joy
Traffic for Melbourne.
That's right, as we head out to the roads. I was going to say head out to the news, but we've just done that. Heading out to the roads, the colder outbound is going as quick as the men's queue for the loos at midsummer yesterday at 6 minutes. Monash outbound is going as slow as the girls' queue at 66 minutes. Oh, Princess outbound has given up and is pooing in the bushes at 16 minutes. And the Westgate outbound has given up completely and gone home to pee in comfort at 20 minutes. Oh. And it's your midsummer.
That was great.
Version.
Well done, Anna.
Melbourne's weather is heading for a hot one this week. Both Tuesday and Wednesday, it's in the high 20s. I remember being high in my 20s. Tits out for the boys. Tits out for the boys. This Thursday and Friday, we hit the high notes with tops of 38 degrees. Time to stay indoors, crack the air conditioner, and invite some hotties over for a game of Naked Twister.
Thank you, Jane Bunn.
We haven't decided that yet.
Well, what about because it's nocturnal? What crazy stuff do you get up to in the dark?
All right,
give me anything. Sure. People have weird things that happen to you. Like,
what do you get up to in your nocturnal hours?
Do you have a certain time that you wake up to go to the toilet each night? And
And
what
keep
do you do
clean,
after that?
You lot, you dirty buggers out there. Don't need to know your ins and outs.
Yeah,
I'd actually like to, but I won't read them out. Just. That made me creepier than I was even intending to be.
Oh, God, can we go to a song? We're well into this hour. Can we just go to a song? Joy 94.9, Murphy's Lord. We just had an interesting moment.
Dean Murphy just went a little bit euphoric.
I'm just excited today.
He's excited about life.
About 2019.
And we decided to have a little race on our chairs around the studio.
Well, we've got wheelie chairs, and I thought let's have a race around the whole office.
First thing we noticed is I'm really bad at chair racing because I couldn't get it going.
Tim, you're all right.
Tim's yelling at me, going, go backwards. And I'm like,
I can't go forward.
No, you
can't go forward. You've got to go backwards.
Wearing flippers.
Yes.
I didn't know that. But then you did a whole lap.
I did a whole lap out there.
And for those of you at home,
here's the thing, right?
Those of you at home that don't understand what Joy's studio looks like. So there's a big reception area and there's people that work out there and they're doing things and whatever. Not one person even noticed.
No, they didn't blink. That's because they're dedicated to what they're doing as volunteers here at Joy.
You could do anything. We are doing the hobby hole competition.
Yeah. Nose down, bums up
with
that
right,
lot.
That's right.
And
studious.
No one blinked. No one laughed, which was the funniest thing.
No one laughed.
We did, and that's all.
I don't think anyone even notices that we're talking about this.
No, not at all. Listen, we talked a little while ago about the woman who smuggled some Rolexes inside a vagina.
Oh, my God.
And Scotty sent through this message that says, Anna Murphy.
Oh, hi, Anna and Dean. That Rolex story was gold. Great comic timing. Thank you. Personally, I would love a big gangster.
Was he talking about your part or my part?
Well, I'm just taking it as mine. It doesn't say. So it's just up for grabs.
Yeah.
I would love a big gangster gold Rolex. Well, I don't want one of them up my fajutsa. Where's that sugar daddy? Well, where is that sugar daddy, actually? I'm with you, Scotty.
Thanks, Scotty.
I would like one too.
This one came through.
Hi, guys. I am known to sleepwalk to the toilet and have been found going in the linen cupboard on the odd occasion, only to be woken up halfway through.
Oh, see, this is a competition to win the nocturnal passes.
I love this.
All you got to do is what
I don't love that for you.
Crazy things happen to you in the dark.
In sleep.
No, not in your sleep. In the dark.
I didn't get it. Sorry.
So do you wake up? Do you do things? Are you up late? Are you a night owl? Do you go for little wanders and walks in the street? Who knows?
Oh, I just sit up and watch Taylor Swift Reputation. But anyway, which is fabulous,
especially when she took off her eyelashes. A lovely little message to come through about what you were talking about before, Anna Murphy, regards to the happy birthday song.
At the beginning of the show, we were discussing the fact that I find it just impossible to join in on the happy birthday song. Can't find the note. It doesn't matter. If I start it, it's okay. If somebody else, no, I mime it now. So this, Nadina said, hello, loving the show. Anna, thank you so much for discussing this topic. I really thought I was the only one who had trouble singing happy birthday. I've been to singing lessons and sing along to Celine, Whitney, Mariah, Kylie, etc., but sound terrible when singing happy birthday. Thanks. I'm so glad I'm not alone.
So it's a syndrome. It's an actual thing.
I don't think we need to go as far as calling it a syndrome. I don't think it's a sickness. But there's a group of us that are struggling.
Yes, we align together.
I've been labelled.
Really?
And I said, Sweet But Psycho should be my name. Yeah, my song. Now, Peter has written in and said, I slept.
Now that I've said it,
Peter said, I slipped, walked into another apartment and woke up on their couch the next morning.
What? Well,
Peter.
Can good you on your, elaborate Peter? On that story? Safety just walked first. In. Did they not have just their door locked in. Or what?
Yeah, you stalker.
Oh, yeah.
lots of lovely messages coming through about this nocturnal prime. And I it think has, it's a bit of a winner, Anna Murphy.
It has become a little bit like Sleepwalkers Are Us, which is great. I love these stories.
Yeah, if you want to win a double pass to go and see Nocturnal at the Melbourne Museum.
That's right. Thanks to Museum Victoria.
You just have to tell us what crazy things you get up to in the dark. Like at night.
Nighttime. Well, we all know if I'm left to my own devices for too long, I tend to dye my hair, which has been banned by the...
That's taken about 6 months.
I know, the
right,
hairdresser's like, don't touch it.
No, don't do that never, again.
Anyway, so Jebediah has
I love Jebediah
in,
for his name.
I love it too. I assume that I am a sleepwalker and covert milk drinker. Although I haven't caught myself at it, I often wake up with no milk for my coffee in the morning, thus infuriating my husband. Sometimes it's a whole litre and the carton is in the bin and I'm obviously unaware when I'm doing this. Jebediah, I'm glad you're not lactose intolerant. Imagine that.
Maybe. I love that as a name, Jebediah.
I like it too. Yeah. Isn't it great? You are in the draw.
It seems like he should be in Cats.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Maybe he's a
I'm
going to
start telling myself that the reason there's no food left ever in my house is because I'm accidentally getting up in the middle of the night and eating it. So then I won't feel guilty about my overeating. Or the McDonald's packets. I'm going to say I slip, walked.
Walked down to McDonald's.
Slip, drove down.
You're a weird chick, aren't you? Here's a story about a weird man, actually. The bizarre way a man treated his back pain has been documented by doctors. He had a very unusual cure for it.
Weird chick.
An unidentified 33-year-old baffled doctors when he walked into a Dublin hospital complaining of severe back pain, lower back pain. He was also sporting a red rash and some swelling on his forearm. After performing an X-ray on his arm, it was discovered the man had been injecting his own arm with semen for about 18 months in a bid to self-treat the continuing back pain.
What?
However,
what?
His home medicine ideas caused him to develop, I think it's called cellulitis or something, a bacterial infection of the skin and definitely didn't help with the back pain.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Why?
Wow, well, I've been on Pornhub. I'll just whack that in my arm.
I get it.
Oh, there's so many things I'd like to say, but I'd like Joy to just to keep its license for a little bit longer.
Here we go.
Birthdays happen every day.
Yes, they do.
Of the year.
Don't get me to sing it.
No, I don't get to sing it.
God, no.
When are your birthdays?
Oh, I'm August.
October. I was going to give you the day.
I am October as well. Well, and Tim?
I'm May.
Okay, so none of us are in this category.
Well, here we go.
So if you're an Aquarian, having your birthday in February or during this month, January, isn't necessarily the ideal time with very warm months to start with.
Here we go.
But it's been found out, according to one study, that January and February babies are most likely to be rich and famous.
Oh, I knew it. That'd be right.
So it's the Journal of Social Sciences has found that a large proportion of Hollywood stars were born between, and this is the catch, between January 20, so yesterday, and February 18.
So you're saying that our parents should have been shagging in April.
Yucca.
So they point to evidence
Could
including...
Could you have made that more a general sort of...
So examples of people that are Aquarians are Jennifer Aniston.
Right, rich and famous.
Oprah Winfrey. And Cristiano Ronaldo.
Sport as well.
So you're not very famous.
I can't wait to find out what they say about August.
Well, Madonna's a Leo.
Is she?
So you're in good company there, Dom.
Great, okay.
I
love that.
Maybe you would have been richer and more famous if you were born.
Well, I wouldn't be
around now.
Probably on a community broadcasting.
I think it's hard. I don't think it would be hard to be richer than us, quite frankly.
Yeah, no, that's it. How broke is broke.
Scott from Flemington Hello, Funsters.
Funsters.
This is more about my pet cat Bullet's peculiar habit. He sleeps in his own place every night, with the exception of when it rains. He chooses to sleep on my bed then. Suffice to say that whenever I wake up with a wet pussy in my bed, I know it's been raining.
I like what you did there. Now, here's a little story for you too. I mean, I can't work this out, actually, whether it's a good thing or not. Love your partner and love your crisps.
Well, that's a tricky one, isn't it?
It's a hard one with a lisp. That's the perfect Valentine's food for you. Valentine's Day is coming up, apparently, because Tyrrells have launched a new ever, a first ever crisp that contains aphrodisiac properties.
Ooh.
The crisp brand claims the new aphrodisiac will get your pulse racing on Valentine's Day by combining two simple ingredients, Sunny Hoy, sweet honey. Sorry, I should start this whole segment again.
Sunny Hoy!
Major dyslexia happening at the moment. Sorry. No, I have.
We shouldn't be laughing at you.
Please. Find it funny.
Sorry, Joel.
Pick on the dyslexic
one. Sunny Hoy.
And the fiery spice of chili. It's probably got Viagra in it too. But I'm just wondering, is that sort of a thing that you want to get into with the person that you're about to maybe make love with? You don't want a mouthful of crisps, do you? Sort of in your teeth and all that.
The way I live these days, you show me a packet of crisps, I don't need the bloke, do I? Happy. Happy. And who cares about Valentine's Day anyway? Valentine's Day is a Hallmark thing.
Oh, bitter. Okay. That killed that story.
Ain't nobody said I wasn't bitter.
No.
Bring back Sunny Hoy.
Yeah, bring back Sunny Hoy. Bit of a movie review segment coming up for you right now.
Yes, we need to have a theme song.
Yeah, we should. We'll have that next week or the week after.
Yes. Oh, we're not here next week. After it's we go a long yeah, that's right. weekend.
Now, the first one we want to review is actually... Oh, what's it called?
Bird Box.
Bird Box. That's right.
So on Netflix, if you've been in a...
Now, have you seen an anime movie?
Bubble. Yeah, I watched
it. Yeah, okay. What did you think?
So for everyone out there, it's on Netflix, so if you don't have that, too bad, so sad. So everyone's talking about it. There's memes everywhere. Bird Box everywhere. Just a few weeks ago, it was everywhere, right? Now, I don't like horror movies or scary movies. I don't. And now that I live on my own, even more, I don't love it.
Did you find this horror-y or scary?
Well, no, I just thought, right, you're going to suck it up. I'm just going to watch it because everyone talked about it. Because a few people I know went, meh, wasn't, yeah. And I was like, what does that mean? So it wasn't, and these were people that love horror movies and stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to suck it up and watch it. I was so bored. It's just stupid.
I'm a big SB fan too. Like, I love
Sandra Bullock, but I thought that was the most ridiculous pile of horse poo.
Terribly written crap.
Dreadful.
And what 3-year-old keeps a blindfold on when they're told
no? No, they don't.
They're not.
3-year-old responds to the name boy or girl.
No, they don't.
That was my favourite bit. Rubbish. What's going on there? Actually, no, my favourite part was when they were off down the river.
Oh, yes.
And then some random...
Some guy just jumped out of...
You need to see. And then she's hacking away with her...
Rubbish.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Great. Well, I think we've
Couldn't
summed up that it was
it.
Absolutely crap.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
No, thumbs down. Thumbs down, down, down.
Right.
During the week, Dean and I took ourselves to see Mary Poppins.
Yeah, which is not really a movie that I would go and see.
I wouldn't have pictured you there.
No, and who's the lead chick in it again?
Emily Blunt.
She's very good.
Can I just say...
What a happy
For anyone who's
show.
Seen Mary Poppins...
Happy.
Do you mean the original?
The original. Right. So it is like watching the original again. It's exactly the same.
What's your old saying? It's like watching a big hug.
It is like watching a big hug. It's gorgeous and it's lovely to be with the characters and whatever. And she does a fabulous job. She's amazing. She sings. She's gorgeous.
Sings.
Yes.
Oh, the song.
And she's just brilliant. She's brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it is the same movie.
It's the same movie, just being pretty much redone.
It's exactly the same. Yeah. But it's nice to be with it. It's just like, it's just like, you know, I don't know, like a Valium for your eyes. It's lovely.
That's painted a different picture to me than just a big hug.
But I feel like cozy and warm and comfy and lovely.
I think if you're not really into sort of the animated stuff mixed with a whatever, you probably might want to wait until it comes out on Netflix.
I just thought
at the same time, I loved it and enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was really enjoyable.
That's good.
It was really gorgeous.
From you?
No.
I didn't pick it at all.
No, I wouldn't have gone if I hadn't been dragged.
Right.
Well, I don't think you were dragged.
No, asked to go.
I think you said, that sounds like it's really good. I've heard good things about that.
Wanted sibling time. That was it. You know.
Oh.
No, but it was good. It was actually really good.
Now you dilute it.
How was the Dick Van Dyke character?
Oh, he was gorgeous at the end. He was actually gorgeous. He's Shane Stiller. Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, I think that wraps up our movie review.
I think it does.
Is that good? Everyone enjoyed?
I think there was a thumbs up and a thumbs
down. We could talk about Taylor Swift.
It's great with the eyelashes,
Okay.
What things do you get up to at night when it's dark.
I do a lot of sleeping.
Creepy. You do a lot of sleeping.
A lot of sleeping.
Yeah, I do a lot of waking up to my dog barking at everything in the middle of the night. That's fun.
But I wake up to a lot of people beating the bejesus out of each other.
Well, you do.
Oh, I've got a bottle shop on the corner which is open 24 hours.
Oh,
gosh.
It brings all kinds of characters into the strip.
You'd be happy to move away from that.
I'm happy to go. Out of there.
Great.
4 weeks, gone. Anna Murphy, you're in trouble.
We don't get it right all the time. No. I have been...
slapped on the wrist.
Well, I've upset somebody.
What did
somebody.
You do? I can't even remember.
So we've just received an email that said a comment that I made, too bad, too sad. So sad.
What
is actually a horrible
about?
Thing to say. I was talking about Netflix and we were talking about Bird Box.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I actually realised as I was saying the Netflix bit, I was like, half the people won't have Netflix.
Yeah,
and then I was just being a two-year-old and went, oh, too bad, so sad. So unfortunately, this person hasn't put their name to it. They're offended and they've tuned off. So I apologise wholeheartedly if that was taken the wrong way. I never intend to offend. I like to take the mickey out of things, and obviously this time I got it wrong. So I'm very sorry.
Anonymous person, you got to understand, we don't know what's coming out of her mouth half the time. Either.
No, I don't. Gosh. There wasn't any thought in that.
She's a weird chick with
but
a good heart.
But I will in future think about that. I don't even think I've ever used that term before. I just became a schoolgirl for a second.
You're a crazy little thing, but big heart.
I'm really apologising. Yeah.
And that's okay, you know. And so don't turn. What we're saying is, if you've already turned off, we can't stop that. But if you're there and you're hanging in, hang in, because we'll make your day a little better.
We'll
make
try.
Make you smile. Make you shine.
If you know the person that turned off, can you tell them that I am humbly apologising?
Don't you know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
As we head out to the road this afternoon, the colder outbound is just double faulted between the Tullamarine and Western Ring Roads, and so that's 15 minutes. Eastern outbound is in the middle of a really long rally at 19 minutes. Monash outbound is losing in straight sense at 60 minutes, and the Prince's outbound is getting heat exhaustion at 16 minutes, and that is your Australian Open.
Oh, well done, Dolly. That was great.
Traffic!
Yep. On the trains this afternoon, you find good services on most lines.
Service information
on Craigieburn, major delays on Hurstbridge, major delays on Lilydale, minor delays on Belgrave, and service information on Frankston Line, minor delays on Werribee Line. If you see something on the roads, planes, buses or trains, let us know. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. Now, we have a winner to our prize. A winner for our prize, which is the... I'm just going to continue because you are mental. Oh, you too. Naughty corner. Stop it. Stop. We have a winner for our prize, Timbo.
We do, drum roll.
And the winner is...
Jebediah.
Well done.
Fabulous entry that said, I assume that I am a sleepwalker and covert milk drinker, although I haven't caught myself at it. I often wake up with no milk for my coffee in the morning, thus infuriating my husband. Sometimes it's a whole litre and the carton is in the bin and I am obviously unaware when doing this.
Oh, good on you, Jebediah.
Congratulations.
You partly gave it to you because your name's great as well. Jebediah.
Who are you? Christopher Park.
Jebediah. Time for a little game. We're doing something different today.
Ooh,
not so much last man standing. What are you calling this little?
This or that.
This or that.
That.
Yes.
Great, okay.
This game is themed, obviously, it's the Australian Open is in town.
Yes.
You are going to have a whole host of players that have very difficult names to pronounce.
Yes.
That's kind of the theme that we're going with here. So I'm going to give you this or that. Is it a tennis player or the first person to answer will obviously, if you choose tennis player, if you choose the other answer, whoever is first, that's what it goes with. The other person gets the other one. First to three. Best of five.
Okay.
Five questions in total.
Still not sure how this works.
Clear as mud.
But
yeah, clear as mud. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a name.
Okay.
Kevin Anderson. Now, is Kevin Anderson the runner-up at the 2017 US Open or an Academy Award-winning American actor who stars in the hit comedy A Fish Called Wanda?
Actor.
Tennis player.
Congratulations, Dean. Thanks. Tennis player. That was Kevin Klein.
No, I know, but I just thought that he might be another part in it.
Still trying to work out how to play this.
I don't really understand either.
Okay,
anyway,
that's
Dean's
good.
Got a point.
Well, let's go. Dean's, do I go now?
You've got one point.
One point.
I'm going to ask you the next question.
Yes.
Okay. The name is Alison van Utvank. Are you the third-ranked German player who faces defending champion Caroline Wozniacki in round one or a model famous for her work on Germany's Next Top Model?
Tennis player.
Ooh. Congratulations to Anna.
Thank you.
Tennis player. Ooh, we are at 1-1. Moving on. Arina Sabalenka. Are you a Belarusian female tennis player with a breakout season in 2018 or a Russian spy with an IQ?
Russian spy with an IQ of
162, yep, who received one of Russia's highest medals for espionage.
Got it.
Congratulations, Anna. That's 2 points.
Thank you.
So I kind of figured that you've got to choose them as a tennis player. Is this how it works?
No.
I never know. All right. Next person, Akihiro Yokoi, a Japanese male tennis player who won the lead-up tournament in Brisbane, or the inventor of...
Male tennis player.
Tamagotchi, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm just sitting here.
And doing very
thank
well.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
In fact, you've won.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah, so, yeah, well done.
Get the clap. Yeah, that's great. One of the stupidest games we've ever played here on the show. I'm still not too sure how to work it out, but that's okay.
You don't need to because you lost.
No, thank you.
Next week we'll go back to Last Man Standing. Yeah. It's fine.
Put in some
thanks, Tim. That was good. That was good. It's nearly time for us to go, Anna Murphy. How are you? I feel like you've your energy levels have subsided a little bit in the last 20 minutes because of the...
I get very upset when I upset people accidentally.
I don't think you need to take that on board.
Right.
You need to
pick
yourself up, dust yourself off and get back into it, doll.
I'm in. What am I... What's happening?
Well, all sorts of stuff. We've got a choice. Let's have a choice between Taylor Swift's Getaway Car, which I love.
Oh, hang on. Actually, no, I don't. Oh.
Okay. It's old Swizzle. You know I'm not a fan.
Oh, no. I love it. Or this will get you excited. Amy Grant.
Oh.
Baby.
Oh.
No.
Well,
no.
Come on. We can all do like Christian claps and stuff.
Maybe it'll get me out of my mood. Yeah, let's do it.
You know all the words. Lift your spirits.
No, I know that. I know all the words.
Anna Murphy, I can't believe you've been so defeatist. Come on, pick yourself
up.
No,
I know the other one.
What are your lungs?
Oh.
Still springs. What are they capable of doing?
Singing happy birthday.
Are we playing Amy Grant?
At a party, singing happy birthday. I can't even talk anymore.
Let's flash out Amy Grant, shall we? Right, let's do it on Joy. Ready for this? Let's take you back.
Yeah.
Christian claps. Woo! All over the place.
Grant's doing with herself now.
Just rolling around in her Christianness and her money.
Clapping.
Yay.
All over the place. She's still selling albums.
Is she?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I think we can stop with the clapping now. This is getting a bit creepy in here.
little Jason from Ivanhoe goes, baby, what? There's a remix. Love it. That's it from us. We are pretty much done.
We are done.
And thank you to everyone for listening, for joining in, who we upset, who we made cry, who put a smile on their face.
Who participated in the show.
Thank you for participating.
It's very important. Don't know what happened to Simon, our newsreader, but I hope he's well.
Thank you to Dylan for filling in.
Thank you, Dylan.
Great.
And what's happening this weekend? It's a long weekend.
It's a long weekend.
Yes, because it's Australia Day. That's right. So whatever you do on this long weekend, make sure it's with friends and family and
have
loved ones.
Have a lovely time.
Yeah, be safe.
Just be present.
Safe.
Don't be on your phone. Be present, people.
Put your phone down.
Yeah, I need to put my phone down.
And show some empathy and some gratitude and be present and just...
And say yes.
And say yes to things that you wouldn't normally do. Throw yourself out there and tackle life the way it should be tackled.
Coming back from...
Has anyone seen Dean? Does anyone know where Dean Murphy's gone?
Bring back the old Dean.
Because I'm not sure about this one.
Last night coming back from Midsummer, we were on the train. We were having a fun time and we thought, let's get involved with the people on the train. And so we decided to play a game. Mm. We tried to get everybody up to play. It was with a pair of chopsticks, you have to remove a person's armpit hair.
Oh my God.
It's quite difficult.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. Yeah.
And it's quite difficult to get people to put their phones down and play.
Yeah.
They were sticklers in mud. One lady did, and her daughter. That was quite
one cute. One lady with her hairy armpits.
No, she was the picker. She was the
Picky.
Yeah,
okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Good.
Don't steal our idea, by the way.
Fun
times. It's kind of gross, though, isn't it, really?
Well,
had you already eaten when you got this?
Oh, the chopsticks were fresh.
Oh, the fresh chopsticks?
Mm. Yes.
Wooden ones?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that would make grabbing the hair easier, I'm thinking.
Well, you would think, but they would tape it at the end.
Do you reckon this is going to make the podcast? I don't think so. Anyway.
I don't know.
That's it from us. We're out of here. Have a fabulous, fabulous Aussie Day weekend. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yay.
Ciao. Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.